32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to our first edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition since the 2018 Comrades Marathon. And it's fantastic to have another race winner in our camp. A man who's gone on and done the repeat. He's done the double. He's won the race three times. Unprecedented. He is a legend of the Comrades Marathon. Of course, it's South Africa's Bongmusa Mthembu. Bongmusa, I mean, you must still be in shock. I mean, to win it once, to win it twice, to then win it three times, and to do a Comrades back-to-back is an achievement very few have done.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, yeah, it's such an amazing achievement into my career, you know. I mean, honestly, I didn't expect it, but I know I was quite confident that I will do well. I mean, talk about winning. I think the experience came, and also our plan, and the confidence between me and my management team. You know, once we had that thing, I think that's where we won the race. I mean, other than that, I mean, he hasn't said it yet, because each and every time I just think about it, you know, I've always asked myself, how did I get it? You know, but I think the experience at the end of the day, you know, and the respect, the hard work that I put in, you know, I think it's paid off. So that's why I'm so happy that our plan worked so very well.
Mamusa, tell me about that finish. I mean, by all accounts, that addition of Moses Mabhida and the slight change to the finish was well received, but difficult for you guys as athletes, because you weren't quite aware of what it was going to be like. And in that run-in, it was quite sort of flat to the stadium, or straight to the point that, you know, potentially the guy behind you could keep an eye on you.
Yeah, man, definitely. That's for sure. But, I mean, that's what I even said even before the race. I mean, that it would be nice that to encourage, I mean, us as an athlete, so that we can chase at least a better time. If they could say, maybe if we could run certain time, it could be better. Can you imagine passing the Kingsmill Stadium way below the course record? So, but other than that, since they've been announced that the finish is going to be at Moses Mabhida Stadium, we had to change our plans. We had to change the way we're going to train, just because there will be that additional. Because, I mean, that's the thing that we do. I mean, we love running. We're not doing for anything, but I think it's come from our hearts, you know. We have a passion, of course. So, although we had that, I mean, especially when I passed Moses Mabhida Stadium, you know, that flat, it's a long way. So, but I had to be very strong. I had to be very composed. I think that's what I've done very well.
Talking about being strong, talking about being composed, yes, only one person can win it, but, you know, it is in a sense a team sport, and it's not necessarily that you have people pacing you, but personally, you know, Arthur Ford, you're not the biggest team out there. You don't have that massive support that you have at Nedbank, that some of the guys sort of at KPMG do, but you guys seem to just gel together as a team, and that small support structure and that great support you get from Arthur Ford really helps you excel, doesn't it?
I mean, definitely, that's very true, you know. I mean, we are not a big club. We don't have so much sponsorship, but that sponsorship we had, I mean, talk about J2GI. I mean, these guys have been with us so many years, you know, they've been loyal to us. I mean, that's what kept us together. And I think that's what keeps these guys, I mean, which is Arthur Ford, that's what kept us together, because they know how to manage a small group. I think that's how we just, to behave ourselves, and that's what we want to be seen out there, that the respect is the most important thing. I mean, the communication in between us, you know, we are the brothers, we are the friends, but when we train, I mean, it's like we know that we have to work, we have to put a lot of work. And I mean, I think that's why so many people are able to recognize us, because, you know, we're working together as a team. Yes, we can. Today we're speaking with Bongmusa, but there are so many people behind the scenes that makes Bongmusa that I am today. I mean, that makes Bongmusa who won Comrade. I mean, without them, I'm less than nothing. So that's why I always appreciate all those people who are supporting Bongmusa, all those people who are there for me when I'm doing my long runs, when I'm doing my training. I mean, including our team manager and also our coach, because these guys, they're working so hard to be with us. I mean, it's such an amazing achievement, especially with a guy from here in KwaZulu-Natal.
Well, Mr. Tommy, now as well, you know, Mark Wolf, great to have him there again pre-race, during the race for advice. How much assistance does that mean? Yes, you've got your plan, you've done this before, but to have that assistance, maybe you're struggling with something, you're feeling a little bit of an energy dip, getting that advice, does it help a lot on sort of race day?
No, definitely. You know, what we had our plan with our coach, we sat together and said, the most important thing, guys, is to have a communication, a trust in between us. So whether my coach is standing on the road, I will see his face, that what does it mean? Whether he doesn't say anything, that's the communication. That's a very key communication. You know, you remember that in a couple of months ago, I was with John and also those guys. I mean, I've seen the way they train. And when I came back there, I told my coach that I've trained more than Gift and more than those guys. But what these guys make them beat us is just because of John. You know, these guys, once they saw John, everything changes to them. So that's the communication I wanted with my coach. That's the communication I wanted with my manager. So this was the most key, because, I mean, I know how to win comrades. I know how to run a comrade. So what was a little bit lacking is that I need to have somebody who's going to stand there and shout at me and push me more, you know, up until my limit. So that is very important when you run comrades, because, I mean, no one can tell you that he will run comrades consistently. I mean, I'm talking about like 3:15 per case from start to finish. But somehow, you will feel that pain. So if there is somebody, keep going, keep pushing you, you will be able to make it.
Well, Musa, I mean, look, it's comrades. This has been a part of your life, what you're about. But you've now won back-to-back. You've won 3 in total. Does that change into next year? Are you going to be as hungry as ever?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I think next year is going to be, you'll see a very, very different difference from you, you know? I mean, I've got like 6 or 7 year plan with my coach. So this is the second year as I started last year winning comrades. So this is our second year. So we still have left like 5 or 6 years. So hopefully within these 6 years, our plan will keep on working on our team. So that's what we're praying for.
Sure, that's a scary prospect for all the other runners out there, considering you're only 2 years into a 7 year plan, Momusa.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I think Bruce Fordyce also might be a little bit worried about his record.
Yeah, he must be, honestly. He must be. I mean, as an athlete in our day right now, we must leave our legacy. I think for me, what is back on my mind is to leave my legacy. You know, I'm not about to break somebody's record. I'm not about to do whatever somebody done. But what I wish to do is to leave my legacy. You know, and if it ever happens that I've broken or I'm breaking someone's record, I think that would be also that will go to my record. So I think the main thing for me is to leave my legacy.
Well, Musa, fantastic job again. So much sort of support for you, and you know, part of the reason is you're not just a great champion, you're a great person and very humble. Thanks very much for chatting to us again here on the podcast, and we will definitely be speaking more in the build up to the next edition.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.